Graham, it doesn't look like it's going to be a safe place for anyone who supports Israel.
No, I think that's right. This anti-Semitism is just getting so bad now. I mean, I think we've just let it boil away underneath the surface for a while. But now it's just coming out everywhere. And we've just got to stamp on it really hard. You know, whatever you allow in a society, you can't allow that. Mm. And I think we must act a lot tougher than we've been. If you want to go on with an anti-Jewish tirade, we ought to do something about it. I mean, we ought to just put you away for a while. Mm. And that's what we don't do. What we do is we talk big, but we don't do much. We talk big and act little.
I mean, Michael, as I said, you were just in Israel. The hypocrisy of pro-Palestinian supporters, you know, Mardi Gras pro-Palestinian supporters, how would they be treated if they were in Gaza?
Well, Tel Aviv is one of the great gay capitals of the world, and there is a gay pride march of Mardi Gras in Tel Aviv every year, and it's celebrated. And a lot of gay people there told me how much they love being in Israel because of its tolerance. There is not a gay Mardi Gras in any Arab country in the world. There has never been a gay Mardi Gras in Gaza or on the West Bank, by the way. And you know, what is so disappointing in otherwise thoughtful people who run an important event, which is the gay Mardi Gras in Sydney, the fact that they don't realise that most Palestinians hate you. Most Palestinians hate gay people. They hate them. They kill them. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, in 2016, Hamas executed one of their own by firing squad because they suspected that he was gay. Mahmoud Ishtini, well-known Hamas commander, was killed by firing squad. A couple of years ago in Hebron, a young gay man, Ahmed Mukaya, another story of a young gay man who had gone to Israel to say he feared for his life in Hebron from his family and his neighbours because he was gay. And the Israelis were trying to help him and he was going to go to Canada. Mm. Before they could, this young man was beheaded. His torso was decapitated as well because gay people are hated. Mm. They are killed. Yeah. And for the Mardi Gras, Sharif, for the Mardi Gras to have this, it's just shocking. Shocking.
It really is. It really is. One of many things that have shocked us lately. Now, very quickly before we go, you're both long-term observers of politics. Graham, the Prime Minister, is firing up in question time. He's come out quite defiant after the broken promise that he made. Do you think he's managed to turn the tide on this?
Well, I think he's getting there. I don't think you turn the tide on these things quickly. But I think he's getting there. You know, he's always got the likability factor, Albo. And that just carries him through a lot of trouble. And, you know, as long as he retains that, he's going to be very hard to beat.
Michael, very quickly, do you think Albanese has the likability factor? Has he got it?
I don't think he does anymore. And firing up in the parliament, as Graham knows better than me, never helped Gough Whitlam.
All right, Michael Kroger, Graham Richardson, thank you both so much.